Next week is a big one for many third graders in Georgia public schools. They'll take a test in reading, and if they don't pass, they may not be able to move on to the fourth grade in the fall. Georgia's school system is the latest to try to end a practice called social promotion. That is, promoting students to the next grade even when they're not ready. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capelluto reports.
Georgia's state school superintendent, Kathy Cox, says as many as 20,000 third graders could fail the state's reading test, and most of them will be African American.
We have an achievement gap in the state of Georgia, and that achievement gap is largely between our Caucasian students and our African American students.
Black lawmakers tried in vain to postpone social promotion by 1 year. They argued today's third graders did not get tested in second grade and didn't receive enough remedial help to prepare for this year's test. But Cox is not convinced.
To send a child on to fourth grade, where the material gets tougher, there's more content-based, that if you send a kid on who really hasn't mastered reading, you honestly are setting that child up for failure for the future.
Third graders at Liberty Point Elementary in suburban Atlanta are reviewing last-minute tips for the state's reading exam.
What are you going to do if there's a word on the test that you don't know?
You could try to fit the word in when you read it.
Most of the 80 third graders here, like Maria Ramo and Jalen Woodard, are anxious about Monday's test.
I'm very worried if I make a mistake on the test and if I don't pass.
I'm worried about tests because I need to work on my reading, and my eyes don't feel good when I read that much.
85% of the students at this school are African American. Most are from single-parent households. The school's test scores are in the lower half of the district. The third graders here know what's at stake if they fail the reading test, says 9-year-old Jalen West.
It's important because it's going to go on a permanent record, and if you don't pass it, you're going to have to go to some school, and you pass it to some school, you got to repeat the third grade.
Jalen, who wants to be a basketball player when he grows up, has attended remedial reading classes. He says he's been practicing reading with his mother and worries about disappointing her.
My mom, if I don't pass that test, she's going to be screaming at me and stuff. And she thinks I play too much, and I want to prove that to her that I can pass it.
In an effort to overcome the bleak statistics for minority students, Jalen's teacher, Jacqueline Bowens, has made reading a priority. 8 of her 14 students attended remedial classes and had one-on-one reading sessions. There were after-school tutorials, and on weekends, she sent home reading packets and practice tests. Bowen says all of her students can read and should pass the test if they just relax.
We're very confident that we've covered our bases. We really want the kids to be prepared and ready for the test, to have the confidence in knowing they're going to go in saying, "I can do it." Yes, we do not want anxiety to be a part of the test.
Those who don't pass next week's reading test will get a second chance after 15 days of summer school. For those who ultimately stay behind in third grade, the state has promised extra funds for remedial reading despite a dwindling state education budget. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.